2 days ago, it was Fed fear. Today, it's recession fear. It's also the business news headlines for Thursday, the 16th day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news, store brands are a big hit with consumers. The World Wrestling Entertainment Board is investigating some hush money payments. Did Lyft hide some safety issues before they went public? President Biden signs a new shipping law. He says that will help fight inflation. Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits, and historic beauty company Revlon has filed for bankruptcy. We've got the Wall Street Report, and it is ugly. And by the way, another story about shrinkflation from your local airport. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are along with us again today. Want to reach out on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, also on Instagram, should you wish. Well, today the Dow plunged below 30,000 for the first time in 17 months. The reason? Recession fear. Investors are now almost certain the Fed will have little impact on inflation, and that by raising interest rates, that will have a negative impact on corporate as well as consumer spending and spiral us into a recession. So the question is, anybody taking bets on any of this? The numbers from today, while ugly, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Earlier this past week, we shared with you the story about how cities, counties, and states are the new beneficiary of higher prices. So how's that? Well, higher-priced items are taxed at a higher rate. That means more sales tax revenues for those same cities, counties, and states. Now, another, often pushed to the side, set of products is enjoying a rebound. And what is it? Private label or store brands. Bloomberg is reporting that Kroger is reporting that consumers are buying more store brands as inflation continues. Same-store sales for Kroger-branded products rose 6.3% in the first quarter. That's faster than the overall sales growth, the company said on its earnings call. Customers who are facing higher prices everywhere, from the gas pump to the checkout line, are actively looking for ways to save, said Chief Executive Officer Rodney McMillan. But that story doesn't seem to jive with what we're hearing from Procter & Gamble. They say they haven't seen shoppers trade down to store brands in any meaningful way. Meanwhile, Kroger said it's also seeing a decline in the number of items that customers purchase on a typical shopping trip, though it's partly due to some shoppers buying in bulk. Customers are also coming in more frequently than before, said the company. By the way, grocery prices have climbed 11.9% from May of last year. That's the most since 1979, according to the Labor Department. So what's with the $3 million paid out by World Wrestling Entertainment CEO Vince McMahon? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the WWE board is cooperating with investigators about a $3 million hush money settlement that CEO Vince McMahon paid a former employee over an alleged affair. The agreement, which was struck in January, is intended to prevent the woman, who had worked as a paralegal for the company, from discussing her relationship with McMahon or making critical statements about the chief executive. A WWE spokesperson told the newspaper that the company is cooperating with the board's investigation and that the relationship between McMahon and the woman was consensual. McMahon, who is 76, is married to Linda McMahon, who served as the CEO of WWE and as Small Business Administration chief in the administration of former President Donald Trump. Well, there were stories that Lyft, before it went public, attempted to hide a number of safety issues that were plaguing the ride-sharing company. Well, now, according to Reuters, Lyft has reached a $25 million settlement to resolve shareholder claims that the ride-hailing company did conceal safety problems, including alleged sexual assaults by drivers, prior to its 2019 initial public offering. The San Francisco-based company became the first ride-sharing business to go public when it raised $2.3 billion in its March 2019 IPO. Investors who bought shares in the IPO sued less than 2 months later, accusing Lyft of concealing safety problems from its registration statement in a bid to appear more socially responsible than its main rival, Uber Technologies. Lyft, by the way, denied wrongdoing in agreeing to settle. You know, all of us remember the constant reporting about hundreds of ships sitting offshore, full of thousands of containers. That issue was one of the early signs of the supply chain problem, which then drove prices higher. Well, now President Biden has signed into law the bipartisan Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which aims to establish new restrictions around how carriers may coordinate operations, prohibit shipping lines from unreasonably declining exports, and limit added fees on container handling. The president at the White House said, quote, "This bill is going to help bring down inflation at least marginally for farmers and businesses all across America," end quote. Biden has been calling on Congress to pass the measure and criticized shipping companies. Extra fees for transporting countless products are a hidden and mind-boggling source of inflation controlled by ocean carriers, said a ProPublica report. The Federal Maritime Commission has been trying to crack down on fees and proposing tougher rules on carriers, and the Ocean Shipping Reform Act gives the commission more teeth, according to that report. Last week, fewer people made application for unemployment benefits. The Boston Herald is reporting that applications for jobless aid fell by 3,000 to 229,000 for the week ending June 11. That's down from the previous week's 232,000. The Labor Department, first-time applications generally represent the number of layoffs in the country. The total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits for the week ending June 4 was 1,312,000. That figure has hovered near 50-year lows for months and months. Meanwhile, beauty giant Revlon has filed for bankruptcy. The cosmetics maker that broke racial barriers and dictated beauty trends for much of the last century filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company has been a mainstay on store shelves since its founding 90 years ago in New York City, as it oversaw a stable of household names from Almay to Elizabeth Arden. Revlon, however, failed to keep pace with changing tastes, slow to follow women as they traded flashy red lipstick for more muted tones back in the 1990s. And then, in addition to losing market share to big rivals like Procter & Gamble, newcomer cosmetic lines from folks like Kylie Jenner and other celebrities successfully capitalized on the massive social media following of the famous faces that fronted those products. Well, it was ugly today on Wall Street as the bears really came out to play. The Dow fell below 30,000 for the first time in 17 months as the 30 industrials lost 741 points to close at 29,927. The tech-heavy NASDAQ declined by 453 points and fell to 10,646, while the S&P 500 was off by 123 points, ending the trade at 3,666. Investors are concerned about a recession, while some have been predicting for months about a price correction on what many have believed are overvalued stocks. Word to the wise, just put down your 401k review. Set it aside. Don't look at it. Don't panic. Hang in there. And finally, there is this. Another form of shrinkflation? Well, it seems at least one airline is tired of club members camping out for hours in their airport lounges. Delta designed its airport lounges to be places where flyers want to linger. There's fast Wi-Fi, free food and drink, and even sometimes showers. But the airline has grown fed up with passengers camping out and crowding at Sky Clubs, bashing away at their laptops for hours and chugging endless lattes. So this week, Delta became the first major U.S. carrier to impose a time limit on its lounges. Eligible passengers now get Sky Club access only 3 hours before departure. get there even 2 minutes early, and guess what? You'll be turned away. A spokesperson for Delta said, quote, "We are not a WeWork hub," end quote. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.